Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Thursday. I hope the week is treating you well. Today, we are continuing our series on relationship pairings with Type 2 and Type 6. Now, this is a continuation of the Type 2 section of this series, but if you are looking for Type 2 and Type 1 or Type 2 and Type 2, those are in a different order. So Type 1 has already been done in the Type 1 series, and the Type 2, Type 2 pairing will happen at the end of this series. So just keep that in mind if you are looking around. Now, whenever I answer these relationship pairing questions, I do it in 3 points: conflict styles and triggers. Then we talk about things you may be unknowingly doing, and then how you may influence each other. So let's dive on into Type 2 and 6. So Type 2 is in the positive outlook grouping when it comes to conflict, or response to conflict. That means they are quick to deny problems, stress, and conflict. They tend to respond to difficulty by putting a positive spin on negative experiences to cover painful emotions. They emphasize a positive self-image. They emphasize positive experiences. They put an emphasis on the good qualities of others. They tend to repress negative thoughts and feelings, and they may be over-focused on the needs of others. Now, the things that trigger a Type 2 are being taken for granted, not being heard, seeing someone else treated in a harmful manner, and being excluded. In conflict, Type 2s can ask themselves, why is it that I'm looking for appreciation here? Why is appreciation in this situation so important to me? And how can I provide that for myself? Now, Type 6 is in the reactive group. They have a reactive response to conflict. They respond strongly to conflict and need responses from others. Conflict is met with an emotional reaction and a strong desire to know where they stand with others. They may seek both independence and support. They tend to be more pessimistic, doubtful, and anxious, and they may be defensive in maintaining independence so that no one can take advantage of them. Now, their triggers here are being under external pressure, another's lack of genuineness, another's lack of commitment, and an abusive use of authority. Sixes may ask themselves in conflict, what am I paralyzed by in my projections? Now, this combination is one built around a loving and stable home. The two focuses on building an intimate and emotional connection, while the six builds security and stability. They are family-oriented and both tend to sacrifice for the good of others. Now, let's get into things you may unknowingly do in this relationship. First is you may find that you accidentally parentify the two. Twos are aggressively helpful, right? They jump right in, they support, they offer feedback, they give advice, they help wherever they can, to a degree where it's like, what if I'm not helpful? Can I be loved there? Similarly, or not similarly, but kind of related to this, sixes tend to have a lack of self-trust. They tend to look for an authority to follow. They tend to ask a lot of questions of other people. They tend to go to other people for feedback and advice. And this combination can lead to a relationship where the two is parentified and the six feels untrusted, or like their confidence is being undermined and infantilized. So that combination can be really tricky when you're looking at building a healthy relationship, right? Because ideally you would both feel like equal partners who are equally contributing to the success of the relationship and to the success of your lives. But if you find that the two always feels like they're helping and the six never feels like they get to be the leader or are the support, that cannot work. Now, I'm not saying that this is only happening because the sixes don't trust themselves. This is also happening because twos compulsively insert themselves. So I think that there's like a mixture, like you both have work to do here. Sixes learn to strengthen your sense of self-trust. Twos learn to help only when you are asked. Next is splitting the six into pieces. Sixes tend to feel overwhelmed by competing demands, and they may find that they feel pulled by the kids, by their job, by the needs of the house, by the two. And twos, when this happens, don't take it personally. It's not that they're avoiding you. It's that they have this feeling that everything has to be managed all at the same time. And that can be really overwhelming. And you may be the safest person for them to kind of put to the side for a minute so that they can focus on maybe the children. That being said, you know, sixes, be mindful of balancing that energy, recognizing that perfect balance isn't possible, that there is always going to be something that has to kind of get put to the side, and choose that intentionally. Maybe the house isn't perfectly clean today, and that's okay. That may not be the thing that you focus on, but you kind of get what I'm saying there. Like, choose your priorities and prioritize them. Number three is the combination of pessimism and optimism. You know, our sixes tend to be more on the pessimistic side. Our sixes are in the positive thinking triad. And so that can be really tricky. Sixes can feel like twos are not taking things seriously because they're just being so optimistic that they're not really thinking things through. And twos could feel like the six is just kind of bringing things down, focusing on the negative. So be mindful of that. Start to value that difference in yourself. Use the six's ability to like look ahead and then also admire the two's ability to think positively. Today's podcast is brought to you by OneSkin. And just in time, because Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and I think your skin deserves some love. I know my skin is doing her best, but the harsh winter weather just makes her a little more needy than usual. With OneSkin, you can give your skin tender loving care beyond the surface with topical supplements that improve the health of your skin at the cellular level. How do they do this? OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide, that's how. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. Fewer zombie cells mean healthier, younger looking skin with fewer lines and wrinkles, reduced age spots, and a stronger natural barrier, something that's especially important this time of year. Now, the thing I love most about OneSkin is that you notice an immediate difference, but the true magic happens over time. In the past, I've had to choose either short-term effects or long-term commitment, but OneSkin allows me the best of both worlds. I use their eye cream and moisturizer every single morning and notice an immediate plumping of the skin, but also my skin barrier is thriving this winter, which is more than I could say for her last year. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. They did a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by a third-party research organization. OS01 Face was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. Now, at the end of the day, OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code EGRAM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code EGRAM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that I sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. The fourth thing here to be conscious of unknowingly doing is pushing and pulling the two. So sixes, twos are kind of like always open to intimacy. They're pushing for more and more intimacy. And the sixes in our lives tend to be more inclined toward ambivalence and may actually push and pull at that too a little too hard. Like pushing them away, then pulling them closer, pushing them away and pulling them closer. And that can feel really jarring for a two, especially a two who is like seeking that intimacy with you. That's a level of stability that they really need and that you could offer them. That would be really important to them. All right. Point three, how to influence each other. So let's get into ways you could appreciate your differences instead of resent them. The tricky thing with this pairing is that I actually think that in healthy states, it's not really hard for these two types to respect and admire each other. You have similar values and priorities and will likely naturally see the balance there. Now, that being said, I don't have as much for you to learn from each other as I may have with other types. So I think you're more likely to struggle with being too similar than being too different. You're more inclined to fall into enmeshment and overdependence than you are likely to drift apart because of your differences. But I did come up with like two for each of you. So type two, you can learn from the six, healthy suspicion. Sixes tend to keep new people at arm's length, and twos tend to kind of open up really quickly and over sacrifice. And you could learn the pause from your six. Learn the art of the pause of, is this a place where I want to be giving this energy? Not everybody should have that energy from you. And sixes are better at prioritizing who gets that from them. And you could learn a thing or two from that. The second is prioritizing your own safety and security. You know, I'm pretty sure my mom is a two. I've seen her literally give the shirt off her back to people when we were children, but I've also seen her give to the point of her own detriment. And that's something that, like, it's admirable to be willing to give the shirt off your back, but what if, like, you need to also survive? And sixes, I think, are better at balancing out survival and their own needs with the needs of others. Now, sixes, you can learn from your two, the prioritization of intimacy, and that intimacy and commitment aren't the same thing. That you can be loyal and committed and focused on your family without allowing room for intimacy and connection. And twos are really, really good at that. So learn from them. And the second is self-trust. Twos, they trust that they know what's best for themselves and for others, and that is definitely a skill that sixes could always stand to learn, is a sense of, like, you know what you need to do. You know what's best. Now, at the end of the day, two and six can be a really natural pairing where you fall into an easy rhythm of respect and admiration. Just be careful of that parent-child dynamic that could arise and make sure that you are prioritizing space and alone time to go along with that intimacy and commitment. Now, as always, it's an absolute joy to create this content for you, and I will see you Tuesday for the next one. Bye.